It's MKFM. Delighted to be joined this morning by star of Now That's What I Call a Musical, coming to the Milton Keynes Theatre, Melissa Jakes. Melissa, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Lovely to speak to you. Thank you for coming on. So, first of all, for anyone who's perhaps not familiar with the show, Now That's What I Call a Musical, tell us what it's all about, first of all.
Okay, so we're celebrating 40 years of the Now brand, you know. We know that we've all bought a Now That's What I Call Music CD at some point in our lives. Pretty sure I've got a dusty cassette copies of at least maybe Now 2 and 3 in my mother's loft.
Yeah.
And to celebrate that, the brand, an amazing woman called Pippa Evans wrote a fantastic script. Craig Revel Horwood has directed and choreographed it, and it's a story of friendship. It's about two women, April and Gemma. They were best friends at school. So we start the play in the start the show in 1989, and we fluctuate between 1989 when they're 18 and they're about to embark on their adulthood, and then 2009, 20 years later, at the school reunion. And they both have, 18 year olds, they both have different outlooks on life. April wants to go to LA. I play April, wants to go to LA to become an actress. Gemma wants to stay at home, become a nurse, have loads of kids, get married and have loads of kids. And when we get to 2009, did those aspirations get met?
Interesting.
And
okay.
Also, is April going to turn up to the... we spend the whole first half wondering if April's going to turn up to this school reunion or not. And then... you know, she does, because I wouldn't be in the show if not. She does. And then the second half is basically about them navigating what life has brought them and where they are in life, and is their friendship going to survive? But it is a story about friendship.
Amazing.
Well, with, of course, loads of 80s bangers chucked in there.
I was going to ask you about the soundtrack because, yeah, like you say, Now such an iconic brand that we all grew up with. I remember I used to like collect the albums every 3 months. I used to think they used to come out. So talk us through the soundtrack in the show then. What can people expect?
Well, it is late 80s, early 90s, I guess. There's maybe one very early 90s track. But we have got Video Killed the Radio Star, Tainted Love, Hold Me Now by the Thompson Twins, which is such a beautiful song, Gold, Spin Me, Walking on Sunshine, Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves,
wow.
Then Elmo's Fire, which, my God, when I knew that was in the show, that was the most iconic Brat Pack 80s movie. And for somebody of my age, we were either watching St. Elmo's Fire or Pretty in Pink. And it's just such a wonderful song. Everybody Wants to Rule the World. There's a beautiful, lyrical, different version that you have never heard a Tears for Fears song done like it before. And that's what's been amazing about the show. Our supervisor, Mark Crossland, along with Craig Revel Horwood, have kind of, you know, you go and see some jukebox musicals, I guess, if that's what we're calling it. I hate that phrase, but you go and see some of these songs and the songs are done exactly as they were when they were released. I mean, Mamma Mia, of course, those songs are done exactly like that. But you know, that you can't touch the gold. You can't touch the ABBA gold, you know. And that is the success of that show. But what Craig did with this show is sort of, you know, make them fit the narrative.
Yeah.
And at one point when Hold Me Now happens, which is the Thompson Twins song, sometimes I do, in fact, most times I forget that it's not a standalone pop song and that actually it's written for this part of the show and it continues the narrative of the story. And that's what's amazing about it. And there's another moment in the show, there's a specials song, which is a wild, crazy song, and you will also have never heard it like you've heard before in the show, the way that Craig had this vision and this. Yeah, so it's not just like pressing play on Now.
Yeah.
Things have been dramatically changed for the right reasons.
And like you mentioned, these are iconic songs that will be the soundtrack to so many people's lives.
Yeah.
Is that kind of the reaction you're getting from the audiences?
Yeah, do you know, that's the most wonderful thing, to sort of look out and see, you know, see people of your age. And also I want people to come to see the show and see themselves on stage, you know what I mean? And see women, because, you know, if you remembered it, back then, it's because we're all the same age. And in Act Two, Nina Wadia and I, who I'm very fortunate enough to play opposite, we sing Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves. And as soon as that chorus kicks in, and we have some really sort of strong choreography with it as well, you just see all these women that have come together to see the show, all looking at each other and like, and you know, moving along with the music. And it's like, it's really empowering, actually.
Mm. And am I right in saying you're joined on stage by an actual 80s pop icon?
You would be right. So all I can tell you is that it's kind of, when I try to explain to people, you know, they're like, what do they do in it? You know, it's very much a teen angel moment. It's the beauty school dropout moment in Greece.
Yeah.
You know, when that icon of that era appears. And so Gemma, the character that Nina plays, is in her bedroom, in her old bedroom as a fully grown woman, sort of looking at all her old memorabilia that she has. And then all of a sudden appears the delightful Sonia. All the delightful Sunita.
Wow.
All, well, we've got Sonia with us this week. I mean, listen, I grew up with Sonia and Sunita, which is, and then we've got Carol Decker in next week with us. And I grew up with these women, you know, like, like.
Are you a little bit starstruck?
Well, massively. Yeah. Like, I'm not anymore because they're literally women sort of my age, and you sort of like walk past the dressing room like, hi, are you all right? Kids okay? You know, because we're all sort of at that point in our lives. But back then, you know, having Sunita with us, we had her for 5 weeks, and that woman is an absolute queen. She's so amazing. And I was just like, been so privileged to be able to share a stage. And like a couple of weeks ago, we were in Bradford and we had Jay Osmond. And I was like, hang on a minute. I'm on stage and on a poster with an actual Osmond. You know, they were absolute superstars and enormous. You know, I'm very much looking forward to Carol Decker because China in My Hand is like hands down one of the greatest 80s pop songs of all time. And as an actor, I definitely had it in my rep to audition for Songs With, which I shall tell Carol that.
Incredible. Well, yeah, it sounds absolutely epic, all of it. What's the reaction been like from audiences who've enjoyed the show so far?
Oh, they love it, you know? And last night we opened in Cardiff here last night, and people were stood at the bows. As soon as we've sort of, the lights come back up at the end of the show, we're bowing. People were already stood, and I was thinking, guys, you've got a long time to stand because we've got a big old mega mix coming now. And, you know, they just want to hear all those songs again, which is what you give them at the end. You know, you give them all those songs wrapped up in a little finale party parcel at the end. And it's just, they are loving it. And it's funny. It's a comedy. You know, Pippa is an incredible writer. She's a very, very funny woman. She sort of comes from the sort of improv background of her amazing show, Showstopper, that she does. And that's what's just been, you know, as an actor, when we very first opened in Aylesbury, I think it was the first night, and we'd been, you know, you've got the rehearsal room laughs, and you know what's landing with your fellow castmates, what they're laughing at, but they'll laugh at stuff that a normal audience won't laugh at, you know. But all of a sudden I found myself on stage and I was like, gosh, look at me, comedy actress in a comedy. Like people... It's funny and it's brilliant. And then there are moments where, you know, empaths and people will care about the characters and root for characters. But the audiences are on their feet at the end and they are cheering. And that doesn't happen on every job. You know, that doesn't happen on every show because sometimes they will just clap politely at the end. But this is a real party at the end. So, I love to see the audience really loving and enjoying themselves.
So comedy, great music, bit of nostalgia. This perfect for anyone who grew up with those iconic, now that's what I call music albums.
Perfect.
What would you say to anyone who's thinking of getting a ticket?
Oh, listen, if all those three things are right up your street and you want a night out with your friends, I mean, what is lovely is maybe your school pals where you all grew up together, you know, then it's just ideal, you know, for a great night out. It is really great night for a bunch of friends to come and just enjoy that music and reminisce and also realize why you're friends because you went to school together. You know, I'm still very much in touch with my little gang of girls that we all went to school with. Yeah. And our sort of anthem was Erasure's respect.
Yeah.
And that, I can cry if I hear that song. I can cry because it, not because it's a sad song, but it just reminds me of those times. You know, it's a bit of an anthem from the 80s, and that's in the show as well. And when I said to the girls they came to see me when they was in my hometown, and I was like, "You just wait, girls. Some of the songs you're just going to cry because we had such a brilliant time back then."
Amazing. Well, now that's what I call a musical. It's on stage at the Milton Keynes Theatre from the 12th to the 16th of November, and Melissa Jakes plays April. Melissa, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Best of luck with the show. We cannot wait to see you here in Milton Keynes in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, I can't wait.